great year here in terms of conversation, the informative things that we have for you this morning, Friday the 12th of April. I'm Doug Steffen along with Kim Kessler. Kim, where'd that come from? You haven't changed. I don't think you've changed that much. All right, let's go through some of the things that have been talked about this week. A lot of yak about North Korea and gun control, the budget. But flying sort of just under the radar, several stories that seem to be close to home for a lot of us. So I thought we'd start this hour looking or listening to or thinking about schools, children, that sort of thing. We start with a conversation on our Countdown affiliate, WTMA, in Charleston, South Carolina. Host Tara Sevelius talks to Larry Kabrowski about the new move for so-called Common Core curriculum. He's from the South Carolina State Board of Education. How there's nothing you can do about what's being taught to your children.
Tell me what I can expect. This is Common Core curriculum. It is the nationalization of what our children learn and what we used to decide here locally about what they learn. But now, apparently, federal bureaucrats are going to decide what my kid learns. And this is going to happen in the fall here in South Carolina. How did this happen, and who decided to let them do this?
Well, people need to know that the Common Core and then the race to the top that through the Stimulus Act is doing to the education of our children what Obamacare did to medical care. It's the nationalization of public education in America. And it's under the radar screen, and it's done through two ways. It really had its origin in the creation of the Department of Education under Carter in 1979. And I read the congressional record and said everything that the conservatives and Republicans said would happen is happening. It's the complete nationalization and federalization of our education, which if you define by curriculum, what students learn and what they're exposed to and how they're tested, this is what it's doing. The Common Core is a curriculum that 46 states have adopted through the federal grants and pressure from the Department of Education. And through the stimulus plan, the testing of those students will be through consortiums that were given federal grants as determined by the U.S. Department of Education. And I just wanted to read briefly, when they created the Department of Education, the national one, part of the act said, no provision of this shall be construed to authorize any department, agency, officer, or employee of the United States to exercise any direction, supervision, or control over the curriculum, program of instruction, administration, or personnel.
Right. So, in other words, we weren't supposed to have a national curriculum. We weren't supposed to have a nationalized school system, right?
That's what it's done, and it's even worse than you think because it will traditionally that the, well, it's also a violation of the 10th Amendment, which, of course, leaves to the space those things that are not expressly given to Congress, and it's not. You won't find it in the powers given to Congress to control the curriculum and instruction or education of our children.
All right, so there again, Tara Sevelius from WTMA talking with somebody from the South Carolina State Board of Education about the Common Core curriculum. And are you asleep to this in your community? Is this what's going on in your town? Do you even know what's going on in your town? Do you have children in school? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Or you can email Ken at Ken at DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Good Day Program. I think, Kenny, this would be a good conversation to have, more serious conversation to have with people. They understand what's going on in the schools. And not so much they understand. Once maybe they get the info, what do they do with it? It is the same as Obamacare. It is the same kind of thing, and it allows for no individual interpretation, just more programs, more expense, and more failure. Show me where it's worked. 888-302-3684. Here's another conversation. This is Taco's Keith Larson, one of the stations that we monitor, talking to John Roseman, the author of 14 books about parenting on the rising diagnosis of children with ADHD.
ADHD seen. 11% of U.S. kids, diagnoses rise, the increase in the diagnoses. But here, is the stuff kind of, all right, what's the ultimate ramification of this, or one of the ramifications of it? Listen to some of these quotes. These rates could fuel growing concern among many doctors that the ADHD diagnosis and its medication are overused in American children. It could fuel the thought that maybe they're overdiagnosing ADHD and getting kids drugged up. Some doctor that they quote here from Yale says, "Those are astronomical numbers. I'm floored." He's shocked. This is not a shock to you at all.
No, it's not a shock to me at all. The diagnosis is going to continue to rise. There is absolutely no scientific basis behind this diagnosis at all. None of the diagnostic criteria are medical in nature. None of them are scientifically defined. They all begin with the word usually or often, and which is in the eye of the beholder, of course. This the whole diagnostic issue here is a farce, in my estimation.
On the ADHD, and what is it really, and is it an actual ailment to potentially be treated by these chemicals?
Well, nobody's ever proven that it is a legitimate disease process or disease. Nobody has ever proven that there is a biochemical imbalance. Nobody has ever proven that this is transmitted by genes. It's a behavior problem, pure and simple. But parents, here's the problem, Keith. Parents don't want to hear that. Because when they hear that, their knee-jerk reaction is, he's blaming me. And believe me, parents of America out there whose children have ADHD or the diagnosis, I'm not blaming you. We have dumbed down discipline in America for over 40 years, beginning with the psychological parenting revolution of the late 1960s. And the problems that we are seeing from today's children, which were not problems seen to any significant degree 50-plus years ago in this country or any other country, and they're still not seen in many countries, are the consequence of the general dumbing down of discipline. They're not the consequence of any one parent's egregious mistake.
All right, so parenting and school, that sort of thing, and the focus here as we get started in this hour of conversation, interesting things, observations from people about issues of the day, events of the day, things that lots of folks maybe ought to be talking about instead of, as we were mentioning earlier, the stuff in North Korea. What can you do about that? Nothing. The budget, well, whether you can do something about that remains to be seen. That's banging around the gun control debate, and whether the Senate is going to be able to clear the way for this conversation. They did vote yesterday in favor of considering a proposed gun law that would toughen gun control measures. Senators voted 68 to 31, 16 Republicans joining most of the Democrats on this procedural measure. The vote will allow Congress to debate the passage of this gun law, which would expand background checks for gun sales and strengthen mental health and school safety programs. Strengthening mental health programs, the first time that really has surfaced in this discussion to any serious extent. 16 past the hour on the Friday Good Day program.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-463-9184. That's 1-800-463-9184. Call now. 1-800-463-9184.
I'm Rick Austin. Krosick, president of Famous Footwear. We're a proud supporter of the March of Dimes. Walking in March for Babies is always special, but with your help, we can make this year better than ever as we celebrate 75 years of March of Dimes breakthroughs for babies. Join us in the March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and give a healthy beginning to their newborns. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help babies.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creevel.
Americans believe in equal rights, justice, and opportunity for all. We've not always lived up to that promise, so we have created special categories of people we call disadvantaged by virtue of their race, ethnic origin, gender, or other characteristic. Such programs have good intentions, but if you look through the lens of liberty, we can easily see how destructive this is to our freedom. Offering people special treatment in college admissions, hiring, promotions, or contracts requires treating others unfairly. We believe in a country where people succeed based on their merits as individuals, not their membership in a protected category. That is what makes America special. Equality does not mean everybody will achieve the same results, but it means we all should have the same opportunity to try.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creevel Foundation.
All right, so schooling is on the first page here of our conversation today, and among the issues that have been discussed this week around the country in various radio programs, the school flag debate continues, whether or not there ought to be a school flag in every classroom. Here's host Bob Miller talking to Oregon State Rep. Sal Esquivel, who's trying to get this done.
House Bill 3014, which requires district school boards to procure a United States flag and cause the flag to be displayed in each classroom and provide time for students to salute the flag once daily during school hours. What precipitated this?
Well, actually, what it started was down in Rogue River, which is a high school there in Southern Oregon. We had a principal that would not adhere to the law. And the law is very specific, but then again, it isn't specific enough, evidently, for him, because the law states now that you must give students the opportunity to pledge at least once a week. So his idea of giving people the opportunity, quote, of doing the pledge was when they walked through the gate into the school, there was a flagpole there, and that was their opportunity.
I see.
So consequently, we started this last time, and we ran into a real problem with Dave Hunt in rules. He did not want to hear this bill, and we never were successful even getting it out of committee, although the majority of the committee were for it, and the majority of the House was for that bill.
All right, so lots of controversy, lots of thought, and it is good that we have gone off of some of the things that were big on some of the news talk stations just to get a feel as to what else is going on around the country this week.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Ken Kessler on our social media. What's going on there, Kenny?
This is kind of nice. Warren Eckstein, our pet guy, posted a great thing that I copied over onto our page that people are very happy about. All of his stuff on his website now is free.
Really?
All his articles, videos, tips, news, everything.
That's cool. He is one of the best people when it comes to my own dog, my lovable Charlotte, the English Bulldog. Anytime I have a problem, I always go to Warren, and I've never found his information to be wrong. It's always right on. He has such great experience. So you ought to go to thepetshow.com or Warren Eckstein under the circumstances. We've got lots of information for you. Check out DougSteffen.com. We've been talking about schooling, issues at school, that sort of thing. Here's talk host Bruce St. James, along with Pamela Hughes and Rob Hunter, talking about what some schools are trying to do when it comes to having best friends.
There are teachers and schools now that are banning school kids from having best friends. They don't want them to have a best friend in school. They're discouraging best friends, and they're saying it's so that they don't suffer, the heartache of breaking up with your best friend in, elementary school?
The emotional pain of a breakup.
The emotional pain.
Yeah,
oh
exactly.
God. They're really doing this?
This is happening right now in one of the primary schools in Southwest London. And they want to spare kids the emotional pain of a breakup. So they are encouraging kids not to have best friends. And, in fact, I don't know how they're going to enforce a ban, but they're saying that they're banning best friends.
Well, you know what? Don't ask, don't tell. Do you have a best friend? You can say, no, I don't have one. I don't want to get suspended. You're going to have to lie about it? Meanwhile, you're holding hands with another third grader, I'm not my best friend.
Well, isn't it partly they want to encourage hanging out in groups?
I think that's the idea. They don't want you to break off into a unit.
Right.
And, we're not talking about high schoolers necking behind the bleachers.
Necking.
All right. So, listen, can you imagine that going on, you being told who your friends can be? It's a crazy world we live in. The football programs in high school getting scrutinized because of the NFL concussion lawsuit. People who are running schools, athletic directors, that sort of thing, looking at the programs as a result of this NFL conversation, which we hear profiled now by a CBS News reporter.
Ralph Wenzel played for the Pittsburgh Steelers and San Diego Chargers in seven NFL seasons beginning in 1966. When he died last year after suffering from dementia, a scientist who examined his brain said it had shrunk to the size of a one-year-old's.
He wasn't diagnosed until he was 56 years old.
But his wife, Eleanor Perfetto, took care of him.
It's very difficult to watch your husband over a probably 15 to 20 year period of time, very, very slowly slip away.
Perfetto is one of more than 4,000 players and family members suing the NFL. 42-year-old Dorsey Levins is among them. He played for three teams in his 11-year career, retiring in 2004. He believes the league should have done more to warn players about the dangers of multiple concussions.
Don't you know when you sign up to play in the NFL, you're going to take some hard hits?
I do know I'm going to take some hard hits, and I didn't know I was going to take some hard hits. What we didn't know was the impact of traumatic brain injury. We didn't know back when I played that this could give you dementia.
The NFL's lead attorney, Paul Clement, argued today that the players' union signed a collective bargaining agreement, which makes the teams and players' union itself responsible for their safety, and therefore the lawsuit should be dismissed.
All right. Remember the $75 million deal that the NFL had to make with the players so they get back to work a year ago? That was sort of what that was all about, acknowledging on the NFL side that there is a problem here. And so these lawsuits will continue. You can be sure about that. Look out if your son or daughter actually wants to play rough stuff in high school or college.
Underwater? Upside down? Do these terms describe your current mortgage situation? Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans to tell you that it may be time to get HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance at a lower rate even if your home has lost value. Millions of homeowners are eligible for this program right now, including hundreds of thousands who currently have a mortgage with Bank of America. That's right, hundreds of thousands of Bank of America clients are eligible for HARP and have not yet taken advantage of this opportunity. Quicken Loans may be able to help. To learn if you're eligible to get HARPed, log on to QuickenLoans.com and click on our easy-to-use HARP tool. But you've got to act right now. This unique program is scheduled to end at the end of the year, and I don't want you to miss out. Once again, if you owe more than your home is worth, or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, call Quicken Loans right now at 800-QUICKEN or go to QuickenLoans.com. We're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
That's the sound of Celsin Science wiping out dandruff. Introducing Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Feel it get to the root of dandruff and gently whisk scalp irritation away with soothing vitamins B5, E, and essential oils. Now when you style your hair, it feels oh so good to the touch. New Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You could save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15%.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48, call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483. Try Seroderm risk-free. Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483.
What's new for Friday? That's our focus here on the Good Day program. We go through a lot of the material that has been in the last 24 to 48 hours on people's minds, but also looking back sort of at the week. Remember that old show? How many people remember that was the week? That was pretty interesting and entertaining program, recapping a lot of the things that have gone on over the past week or so. You may or may not have heard about this massive storm that has affected a lot of our country from the Gulf Coast up to Canada. Tornadoes, severe thunderstorms in the south. A lot of people are talking about this in Mississippi, especially a twister came down. I think one person was killed there. In Missouri and Arkansas, homes are. There's a sort of little New Englander coming out in me. Homes destroyed, power lines down. People injured there. Storm system blew snow into the Dakotas, upstate New York. I know my sisters in Minnesota, they had some snow there yesterday. A lot of rain in the Ohio Valley all the way down to New Orleans and the Gulf. So that's headed east. A lot of cold, clammy, wet weather from Pennsylvania to New York and New England down to the Delmarva, that area today. But not cold enough for snow, after all. It's spring, right? Let's move into another area of conversation. Remember, you may or may not have heard, I hope you know the story of this 7-year-old boy who made a memorable touchdown with Nebraska's football team last weekend. Here from our affiliate KFAB in Omaha, host Scott Voorhees talks to Andy Hoffman, who is the 7-year-old son Jack's father, I believe.
Tell us about your son. You know, for some people who have heard a little bit about Team Jack or the story this weekend, you know, was the first time they've really come across what's going on with your family. Tell us that story.
You know, basically, Jack was fortunate enough to develop a relationship with Husker running back Rex Burkhead, and what really started out as a sick child visit back in the fall of 2011 kind of evolved into a friendship between Jack and Rex and a friendship between our families. And then when Rex won the Rare Disease Championship Award through Uplifting Athletes, it then kind of became a movement for drawing attention and awareness for pediatric brain cancer. And so that's really, you know, kind of the evolution of it. And, you know, once we got to that point, you know, that's one of the things that our family is really passionate about. And we're so thankful that Rex is passionate about that, too. And he's really made it important. And so, you know, because of everything that happened, Rex and some of his teammates formed an Uplifting Athletes chapter at Nebraska. They selected as their rare disease pediatric brain cancer, and you know, part of their mission was to raise awareness and money for the disease. With all the momentum that got going last summer and heading into the fall, you know, there was this crazy idea to do the Team Jack t-shirt, and you know, we had countless volunteers and stores across the state you know, so graciously, you know, volunteered their time and energy to the T-shirt project. And so with the Uplifting Athletes chapter and our family selling the T-shirts and, you know, Husker radio stations like you guys donating, you know, thousands of dollars of airspace and stores donating store frontage, you know, we were able to, together, the combined effort raise almost $300,000 for pediatric brain cancer research in the fall of 2012. And so, you know, when I think of Team Jack, obviously, it has to do with a child who's battling one of the leading cancer causes of death in children. But you know, we're trying to do something about that. We're trying to get it out of the first place position.
And Jack is feeling good here. He has a good couple of weeks in front of him, doesn't he?
Hopefully. He does. Yeah, he's on a 2-week chemo break. It's a 60-week chemotherapy protocol. We're hopefully going to be done in June. He's got about 12 weeks left. So.
All right, so before we let you go here, Andy, so Jack scores the touchdown. At some point after he's raised up by his now fellow Husker players, he got in the game. He's a member of the team now. He finally makes his way back to you. What does he say?
You know, he was kind of lost for words, to be honest. I mean, he was excited. You know, the thing that I heard him telling some of the reporters and what he told me right away is, you know, he felt like a Husker. And, you know, that was the thing that really kind of set with me is how he really felt like he was a Husker. And I asked him, you know, what were you thinking, Jack, as you were running down the field, you know? And, you know, he's 7 years old. He says, I was just hoping I didn't fall, Dad.
Wow. Ah, man. What emotions that would bring forth, right? For a lot of people, even who weren't connected to the Nebraska football team or to this family, when you hear that story, you got to think there are things in the world that are pretty good, even though football, going back to what we were saying a few minutes ago about football, are pretty dangerous. In this circumstance, it allows a child who needs to rally the chance to rally. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com in this hour. And then there's the Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day. We were talking about the weather a few minutes ago, so I found this conversation from Joan Hamburg, who's talking to the Weather Channel meteorologist Scott Larimore about the predictions that came out this week on the hurricane season that will start in June.
I'm watching the weather last night, and they're talking about an above-average hurricane season this year. I thought, no, we have not recovered from Sandy yet. And yet they're forecasting 18 tropical storms. 9 of them may be hurricanes. Now, is this hype? Is this real? How are you predicting now in April that we're going to have a horrible hurricane season?
Well, you know, Joan, back in the 1980s, there was a meteorology professor out at the University of Colorado, of all places, named Dr. Gray, who started with some grad students trying to predict how many named storms we would have in the Atlantic Basin. And so he's been doing that since the 80s, and for the last 5 to 8 years, more and more private media companies and also other universities have kind of joined in that ensemble of forecasting how many named storms that we'll end up with in the Atlantic Basin. So there are a number of factors that we're all looking at. Some of them are similar, and some of them are different factors that generate different forecasts. But the majority of the forecasts, the seasonal forecasts that have started to come out here over the last several weeks, with Dr. Graves being one of the first, and the University of Colorado being one of the first to come out, have basically been showing an above-average year is expected again here, with more named storms than what would be an average year. So typically we get about 11 or 12 named storms in the Atlantic Basin, and most of the seasonal forecasts are looking at somewhere between 16 and 18 named storms.
Right.
The Weather Channel issued its first outlook last year, and we're calling again this year for an above-average season. So we've had 3 seasons in a row where we've had have had 19 storms. So this would be the 4th Atlantic season that we've had an above-average number if the forecast pans out.
sort of like, who's afraid of the big bad storm, the big bad storm, the big bad storm? There have been a lot of bad storms. But listen, you go back over the history of the planet, and those people who are out there raising the flag for the problems that come from what we do as human beings on the planet to change the climate, that probably is a factor. In my mind, it is, but it's also the natural course of things. Many of these things have happened. I mean, we talk, it's so foolish, actually. It really is almost to the point of being insulting when you listen to these people say, oh, the history of weather, it's never been. Weather history didn't start until the 1880s. So you can go back over that period of time and see maybe a lot of anomalies. But what happened the century before that, or 10,000 years before that, or a million years before that? Come on, some of this stuff is nonsense. And you, some folks, I'm saying certainly you, not you, but maybe you, buy into that stuff. 17 before the hour on Good Day.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars.
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
That's the sound of Celsin Science wiping out dandruff. Introducing Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Feel it get to the root of dandruff and gently whisk scalp irritation away with soothing vitamins B5, E, and essential oils. Now when you style your hair, it feels oh so good to the touch. New Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
Okay, everybody, so Jim is going to take us all through the company's plans for marketing, sales, and manufacturing for the next 5 years across every facet of our global business. Then, we'll break for lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Jim?
Okay.
Growth. Ha! Great presentation, Jim. Thank you. Lunch, everybody?
Lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Amazing burgers, deliciously hot wings, and great sports. That's the lunch you can't wait to get to.
Who wants more wings?
Oh, yeah!
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Oh, yeah! Who's the man? Right here!
Does your fill-up make you feel this good? It can, with Shell and the Fuel Rewards Network program, where members pay less for Shell fuel.
Yeah.
Just shop through FuelRewards.com and dine at participating restaurants to earn rewards. Then use your Fuel Rewards Network card at participating Shell stations to...
Hey, big!
Want to pay less for fuel? A lot less? Sign up free at FuelRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Limit 20 gallons per purchase per vehicle. For information on rewards expiration and other details, see FuelRewards.com.
Over a million products, Granger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE. Granger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want. The products you need. The good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Granger.com/GE Lighting today. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Getting it done on Good Day at 14 before the hour, 888-302 Doug. One of the things that always is fun when it comes to conversation on the radio or television or in person, thinking about how absurd some things are. In Washington State, Olympia Beer offering $1 million award for the safe capture of Bigfoot. This is on their website. Quote, We've been sharing the same backyard for over a century. We believe it's time to do what has never been done, and that is to offer a $1 million reward to anyone who can ensure the safe capture of Bigfoot. When we say capture, that means Bigfoot has to be alive and breathing with no wounds. That's right. You can't use any act of violence, no guns, no knives, no boxing gloves, no nets, nothing like that. Only sugar and sweets to lure in Bigfoot. Company said only registered participants who capture the this being, it is a being, an animal, whatever it is, will be eligible for a $1 million reward to ensure the safe capture of Bigfoot. What does it mean they've been sharing the same backyard for over a century? They believe that Bigfoot is in their backyard, Kenny?
Yeah, they've been, they're up in the Pacific Northwest, and that's where a lot of the Bigfoot sightings have been.
Right, yeah. All right. Big news for those of you in the Northwest. Meanwhile, back to the lower 48 or the central part of the country. I don't know where they're using these drones, but leave it to PETA. PETA apparently now is using drone technology to look at what hunters are doing out in the woods. Here's talk host Chip Morris on that.
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals has, you know, they're a fairly militant organization in a lot of ways, and they really have been taking some serious PR hits over some kill shelters that they've been running. And I honestly believe that this is about trying to create some positive PR. I just don't see that this is going to go anywhere. When people think about drones, they think about things like predators and global hawks, and these are some fairly high dollar drones that fly very high up, and you can't see them, you can't hear them, and they're mapping large areas. And what PETA's looking at is some of this drone technology that local sheriffs, some police chiefs and sheriffs in some big cities are looking to use. They're low flying. They're not very fast. They're like these, it looks like a giant octopus helicopter kind of a thing. It's like a remote aircraft with a camera mounted on it that you might use for searching for lost children or to gather intel in a hostage situation, the same way that you might use, robot technology in bomb disposal. It is these kinds of practical applications that you're going to see long before you wind up with predators and global hawks and the other military type drones. So PETA is saying that what they're going to do is they're going to buy one of these drones, and they're going to have it hunt hunters. Yeah, stalk hunters. The group said it will soon have some impressive new weapons at its disposal to combat those who gun down deer and doves, and that it is shopping for one or more drone aircraft with which to monitor those who are out in the woods with death on their minds. The group said that they would not weaponize the drones, but they will use them to film potentially illegal hunting activity and turn it over to law enforcement. The talk is usually about drones being used to kill as killing machines, but PETA drones will be used to save lives, said Ingrid Newkirk. They're currently considering, I love this, they're currently considering purchasing the Sinistar Octocopter, which is capable of carrying a DSLR, a digital SLR camera, for up to 5 minutes. With smaller cameras, the drone can fly for about 20 minutes. Boy, that's not much time on site, is it? Anyway, they're going to use it to fly drones over factory farms, fishing spots, and other venues where animals routinely suffer and die. Now, in order to operate this particular drone legally, they will likely need a certificate of authorization from the FAA. Caitlin Kelly, representative for PETA, tells U.S. News that they will soon seek FAA approval, but they hope this won't be an issue and that they plan to have permission to fly beginning in the fall.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Back to the action conversationally here. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, 53 past the hour, 7 before the new hour. What we have in the our chat rooms, Kenny, things left over from yesterday, a couple of items that you might want to touch on from Facebook and Twitter that might give people a rise to have a smile on their face at this hour of the day.
Well, Gary just posted on there, actually, that he likes the idea of heading up to the Pacific Northwest to look for Bigfoot and collect a million bucks from your company.
All right, what else?
Let's see. We had asked, there was a new study that said that Betty White is the most appealing celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
And we asked who everybody's favorite was, and Thomas says Sarah McLachlan. Yeah. Gary says you can't argue with Betty White.
No.
Jay says science fiction writer Isaac Asimov. John says Jennifer Horne.
Well, let's make sure we make note of that. Jennifer is part of the Good Day program. Also, a list today out about the most desirable celebrities in terms of making love. The Detail magazine list of the 10 most blankable celebrities. Mila Kunis and Ryan Gosling are on the list. Zac Efron. Let's see. Adam Levine, Channing Tatum, Bradley Cooper. On the other side, the ladies. Mila Kunis, I said. Kate Upton from Sports Illustrated, Megan Fox, Jessica Alba, and Jennifer Lawrence, just in case you're keeping track of that sort of thing. Here's something that seems rather interesting. I guess we here in the West think this may be absurd. Whether you think it is or not, after you hear the story, you can chime in one way or another. A fellow named Mike Rosen, who was a talk host out in Denver, had on his mind a story that he found from Iran about a scientist there who claims to have invented a new time machine.
Here's the headline. Iranian scientist claims to have invented time machine. And here's the subhead. An Iranian businessman claims to have mastered time with a machine that allows users to fast forward up to 8 years into the future. Ali Rezegi, a Tehran scientist, has registered the Arayek time-traveling machine with the state-run Center for Strategic Inventions. The device can predict the future in a printout. So I guess they're not going to be using the DeLorean. It can predict the future in a printout after taking readings from the touch of a user. That's what Ali Rezegi told the Fars State News Agency. He's 27 years old, a prodigy, obviously. He said the device worked by a set of complex algorithms. Ooh, they're using algorithms. So this must really be true. To predict 5 to 8 years of the future life of any individual with 98% accuracy. As the managing director of Iran's Center for Strategic Inventions, Rezegi is a serial inventor with 179 other inventions listed under his own name. I've been working on this project for the last 10 years, he said. My invention easily fits into the size of a personal computer case and can predict details of the next 5 to 8 years of the life of its users. It will not take you into the future. It will bring the future to you, or at least to your cognizance. Rezegi says Iran's government can predict the possibility of a military confrontation with a foreign country and forecast the fluctuation in the value of foreign currencies and oil prices by using his new invention. Naturally, he says, a government that can see 5 years into the future would be able to prepare itself for challenges that might destabilize it. As such, we expect to market this invention among states as well as individuals once we reach a mass production stage. Mass production, so everyone can have his own machine. Rezegi said his latest project has been criticized by friends and relatives for trying to play God with ordinary lives in history. But he says this project is not against our religious values at all. The Americans are trying to make this invention by spending millions of dollars on it, where I have already achieved it at a fraction of the cost. The reason that we're not launching our prototype at this stage is that the Chinese will steal the idea and will produce it in millions overnight.
Golly. Wow.
Whew.
888-302-3684. All right, so you've heard the discussions this week about Mitch McConnell in a secret meeting a month or so ago trying to figure out how to get rid of Ashley Judd if she decided to run against him. It's pretty outrageous stuff. Maybe not as outrageous as the Ann Coulter comment aimed at Meghan McCain. The news late in the week has a post here. I'm looking at two or three different stories. Ann Coulter calling for Meghan McCain to be murdered. There has been a discussion about murdering political pundits who were a pain in the neck. And one of the ones that she decided she wanted to get rid of was Meghan McCain. You can be sure that that'll get some traction at the end of the week.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.